Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game hour number two here on this Friday. Continuing the discussion, the Titans, their final game of the season, and then all the offseason talk can begin. There's a national championship game. It's a big football weekend for sure. And to discuss that, we bring in forever Titans wide receiver, the one and only Chris Sanders. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. How are you?
What's going on, superstar? Y'all doing all right?
Doing fantastic. Okay. What's new and exciting with you, my friend?
Man, I'm just taking it easy. Just got done eating some cornbread and grits.
Nice. That actually sounds really good.
I was breaking everything.
Oh, it was fantastic. Ready to take 2024 by storm. So,
well, let's go make it happen, man. Let's make it happen.
What do you think is going through the minds of guys like Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry and obviously others on that roster that, while anything can happen, probably know that when they run out on that field at Nissan Stadium on Sunday, it's probably going to be the last time as a Titan?
Yeah, I think for Ryan Tannehill, I mean, it's going to be tough for him, but I think it's really going to hit Derrick Henry the most because you put so much into a franchise. I mean, you're probably one of the best running backs to ever come out, you know, for the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, it's going to be tough for him because you gave so much, you bled on the field, you know, you're the face of the franchise. So if this is Derrick Henry's last game as a Titan, I think it's going to hit him really, really hard. I think when he comes out of the tunnel, I think that that's really when it's going to hit him to say, you know what, this may be my last time, it might not. But at the end of the day, Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry know that it's a business.
Yeah, and the thing that I guess, even now, I don't always get, like if I'm looking at the Titans from the perspective of Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel, whether they want to publicly admit it or not, they're in a rebuild. Go ahead.
Oh no, they are in a rebuild, and I think that they're going to have to rebuild so many things, Chase. I mean, you got the offensive line; you're going to have to rebuild. You got to get some receivers. I know they got Hop, but then also you got a secondary that's consistently depleted. Guys are out of the lineup. You got Caleb Farley. You got guys that can't stay healthy. So there's a lot of things that they got to do, and then also you got your coaching staff. I know he's got to get some different coaches in here to develop these players. So they got a big job, man. You know, they're rebuilding, but they got to rebuild the whole thing from top to bottom.
Yeah, but my thing is, if you're going to do that, you know, one of the biggest parts of a team is the culture and how you do things.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want a guy like Derrick Henry to be a part of that? Now, obviously, he has to want it too. You know, if he's like, guys, I've had a great 8 years here, but you know, I got aspirations of winning a ring. We're not going to do that here in the next few years.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to take my talents elsewhere. Everybody would understand. Nobody would hold that against him. But, you know, if he does want to stay and be a part of this, I think it's something that the Titans should look at, and I just don't feel like they're going to.
I don't think they're going to, because if you look at their record, I mean, they have a losing record with Derrick Henry. I mean, that's where the situation gets kind of iffy. If they had a winning record and he had a great season like he did last year, went to the Pro Bowl, then it's great. But you're paying him a lot of money and they're still losing. So I think that on the business side, I think you're going to have to get some more backs. I mean, I know they got Tajay Spears and some other guys, but you're going to have to get some more guys here that can complement Tajay Spears. Because if Derrick Henry's gone, then Tajay Spears has to be a guy, not just a third down guy. So at the end of the day, you know Derrick Henry understands that it's a business. Yeah, it hurts. Yes, even when I got cut, I'm at the bowling alley, and I look up at about to get my Barney Rubble on, get ready to bowl a strike, and I look up at the thing, and it says, Chris Sanders get cut. I'm like, dang, I didn't even get a text. I didn't get a love letter, nothing. I just had to understand that it was an actual business.
Sorry about that, man. How did you bowl that day?
Man, I just threw the ball down and just left, man. I left shoes and balls and everything because I was so hurt. Like, because, you know, when you're a little league, you've never gotten cut. I never got cut in high school or elementary. Then all of a sudden in the pros you get cut. I just threw the ball down and I don't even know. Somebody got a free ball and some shoes and a free Frosty. Something. I was mad.
Did you call your – I mean, this is bizarre. Did your agent call you and say, hey, my bad, Chris?
No, nobody called me. I looked up. It says breaking news, wide receiver Chris Sanders gets cut from the Titans. I'm like, wait, is that me? So I had to deal with that. But you know what? It's a business. I understood it. And, it all worked out. I went to Cleveland and I came back with the Titans and retired as a Titan. So it worked out immediately.
Did you call Fisher and he's like, hello, Domino's?
Hello, Chris. You didn't run that slant right. I'm going to have to let you go. You didn't buy me no McDonald's. you know, you got me a biggie bag from Wendy's, so I got to let you go.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't know that. That's
good.
Awful.
Yeah, it's all good. But it's a business, man. I was hurt for a second, and, you know, it's all good. So it all works out. I had eight great years with the Tennessee Titans, so it all worked out.
Let me ask you this on this Sunday, and here's why I think the Titans win, because there's a lot of guys on this football team who aren't guaranteed spots around the league next year. I think we'll see some guys on Sunday play the best football of their lives because their future is uncertain. I'm talking about guys that, you know, that signed midseason with the Titans or guys have the one-year deal because basically, Chris, there's nothing to play for. You can win the game, but also you got stuff put on tape on Sunday.
Yeah, and the thing about it is you're auditioning for not just maybe for the Tennessee Titans team, you're auditioning for so many other teams. So you better believe if you want to stay in this league, you got to make sure you get tape. I mean, look at the third and fourth and fifth string or fourth stringers. They're going to see a lot of playing time. So now when you play well and you do some great things, you got Mike Vrabel if he's here or Rand Carthen if he's here, they go into the draft and they say, okay, you know what, let's go get a wide receiver or let's go get a, you know, defense end. But they remember how good you played in that last game. They say, like, you know what, we might not go up and get somebody in the second round, we'll get somebody in the third round because this guy plays so well at the end of the season.
Chris Anders, forever Titans wide receiver,
yes,
is with us. And, you know, do you think that guys, like, even at this age, being professionals, you know, Joe kind of alluded to it, like, do you really want to play spoiler or do you even think about that?
Yeah, I mean, you don't really think about it. I mean, just going to go out there and play hard because, you know, Jacksonville's going to come out with their hair on fire because they have a chance to make the playoffs. You know, you don't worry about spoiler. You just want to go out there and play the game. Yeah, you want to hit them in the mouth, and I just want to beat them because I just don't like the Jaguars. I mean, I just don't. I mean, I like their uniforms. I don't like the way Lawrence looks. I mean, that's the kind of mindset that I have. I want to literally beat those guys. But at the end of the day, you just go out there and play, you know, football and go out there and try to win the game.
We're talking to Forever Titans. Go ahead. No, I'm just saying. hey, Chase Harry, man. Good to see you. Chris, what'd you bowl on that day? Got to know that, man.
Man,
no, I'm kidding.
My highest bowl game is 252.
That's not bad.
Man, I'm like Ray Charles. I'm making it do what it do, baby. Come on. Come on, man. I'm making it do what it do.
Oh, my goodness. With that, the last game of the year, I always go back, and this always makes me laugh. For Titans fans, remember this, the game at the end of the 0-1 season, y'all playing the Bengals and the fight on the bench between Perry Phoenix and
he was crazy.
And, God, Deron Jenkins over there like that. I mean, what's this last week been like, you think, in that locker room when, you know, it's over on Sunday?
I don't think a lot of guys – I know little guys are upset on the field, but at the end of the day, it doesn't mess with the relationships. You know, there's a lot of locker rooms where I was where we didn't go to the playoffs, but we still had that enthusiasm. We still had fun. We still enjoyed each other. Yeah, we weren't going to the playoffs. But at the end of the day, you just got to be a professional and say, you know what, even though we're not going to the playoffs, I still have a job to do. I still got to practice. I still got to watch film. I still got to listen to the coaches. And then I got to go out there and play a game. And that's how you handle it as a professional.
Talking to Chris Anders, Forever Titans wide receiver. What do you think happens Monday night between Michigan and Washington?
Oh, I'm going with Michigan, man. They some dogs now. This is the second time I watched Michigan, and they're just playing at a different level. And you just look and listen to their players. They're talking with a lot of confidence. They're expecting to win. I mean, you know, I didn't think they were going to be Alabama because I didn't think they had the top-end speed at different positions. But I watched the head coach, Harbaugh. I watched their running backs. I watched their linebackers. I watched their wide receivers. They just have a sense of confidence. I know Washington acts like they got confidence. They're a finesse team. But you got Michigan that's going to run through your mustache and dare you to stop them. That's why I like the Michigan Wolverines or that team up north.
I don't know how much you've watched Michael Penix, the quarterback for Washington.
He's good.
But he's fun, man.
He is. He's smart in the pocket, and I love what he does, how he moves so genuinely. When I say genuinely, he just kind of swish and throws a ball with a lefty and is throwing dimes. Not quarters, but he's throwing dimes. I love what he does.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens on Monday night. I figured you'd go for the Big Ten anyway, so that's
Big Ten, Smith Ten.
that's how you roll, but that's okay, man.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate y'all.
But hey, congratulations, man, on your new marriage, buddy.
Yes, man. That's my sweetie pie. If she's listening right now, I love that beautiful, sexy thing. She's just beautiful, man. We going through a little adversity right now, but I love that woman. I cherish that woman, and I'm going to honor that woman every freaking minute of the day. I love that woman.
Those are some life goals right there.
I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you, Faith, if you're listening, I want the world to know how much I love you. I want the world to know that you're my queen. I love you, and you are a beautiful, beautiful gift that God has given me. Thank you.
All right, that's good. That's life goals right there.
Chris Sanders, Chris Sanders after hours here on 102.5 The Game.
I gotta go drink my Pedialyte. Gotta talk to you later.
See you, Chris. Have a good weekend.
Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, man.
Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the show.
Yeah.
And you can catch Chris, Derek Mason, and Jared Stillman at Teddy's Tavern this Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30. Our NFL pregame show, the final one of the year. They'll break down the Titans' Week 18 matchup against the Jags and give you the latest updates before the game. Hey. NFL pregame is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and Beast Unleashed.
Do you remember that game? The Titans fans, remember that game where they got in a fight on the sidelines because they both wanted the heated seat?
I think I do.
I was there. I saw it. I mean, I had my mom's boss gave us tickets, and I was like eight rows up, and we're all watching the two Titans fight, Perry Phoenix and Deron Jenkins, over a heated seat. I mean, the season was a disaster anyway, but it was a game that was postponed because of 9/11, so they played it in January. It was like 38 degrees. Yeah. It was raining. There was maybe 10,000 people in the stadium. It was awful, and those two boneheads are fighting over a heated seat on the bench. It's a top five all-time Titan moment for me, because just seeing that happen and like, am I really watching two guys fight over, because we didn't know what the fight was about, and then we ended up finding out there was a fight over the heated seat. I guess I'd fight too if I wanted a heated seat.
I feel like you and I would fight over a heated seat.
Right, if our season's gone straight to you know where, absolutely we would.
Yeah.
I got a thing for you.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay.
Well, they've come out with the top 10 in lieu of the game Monday night, right? Which you can hear right here on 102.5 The Game. They've come out with the top 10 college football games of 2023. And I'll see if you can remember. Some of them are really, really good. So the top 10 football games of the college football season.
I'm going to be terrible at this, but okay.
I got it for you, brother.
All right. We'll do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.